crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving, crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Crossover, double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Crossover. Good Friday. How you doing, Connor?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well,
I don't know if I ever say Connor. I should probably grow up and start using your first name.
Most people don't call me by my first name.
I say C-Hap.
I will say that.
Happer.
I will say that. I don't find many people that call me by my first name.
Hello, Gary.
Yeah, see, that's odd.
Your lady friends used to when they called the show.
Yeah, I saw her last night.
Did you?
Yeah, she was with her husband.
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
So shout out to Clint and Sarah.
It's all about opportunities, isn't it? It's not about titles.
Have you tried our 1620 the beer?
No, I was going to go last night, and then I, you know, no excuses.
Yeah,
I just
didn't show up.
Yeah, I just did. Yeah.
Hey, so
I would drink it again.
All the reviews have been good.
If you come to our fancy soirees that we have during the day, sometimes somebody will occasionally have one to sample, but you have a fortunate time slot. So
unfortunate because I can't go to the soirees.
Yeah. By the way,
you know,
I had an excuse for 2.5 years. Yeah. I'd have to go to that thing.
Well, they gave Sharpie and Bish got ovations.
Really? Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
On what happened?
Not really sure.
Okay.
Showing up.
Yeah. Like, hey, thanks for being part of the company. And I looked around the room and I said, "Who are you people?
I don't know any of you guys.
How long have you worked here?"
He got to hear a lot of Mark's bad jokes.
Yeah, that would have been really advantageous for me because I only know probably like 6 people in the building.
Did they ever give you like an orientation or take you around the building?
No.
Yeah, you know what? They never did to me either.
I got several tours.
I showed up on the first day, 3 weeks ago, and then I went in this room and I stayed here for 4 hours and then left. And that's how it's kind of been ever since.
You need to fill out some paperwork for a fill-in. So we can give to HR.
I don't know how any of that works. I'm going to have to take a couple days off eventually. You know, I don't know how that works.
Hey, so
I've never had a job where I've done an orientation. Like my baseball job, I just showed up and they're like, hey, this is what you need to do.
I got a recommendation. Yeah. What do you think about this? Instead of talking to us every 4 hours, multiple times a week in meetings, maybe they should spend some time with C-Hap.
The meeting should come to me.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's how we used to
do it. I feel like, hey, I just talked to you guys 5 minutes ago. Yeah. Let's talk some more.
I should tell people to come in here, and we'll have a meeting while we're in a commercial break. That's how you guys should do it.
I would love all the most information I could get is...
I'm just letting you know, between me, you, and the rest of our listeners, Sharpie killed the, hey, come in here and meet us. My man was like steaming Willie Beeman when folks didn't understand when that light was on. And sales reps would sometimes like to talk and hang out. And Sharpie was like, we're trying to do a show.
So you're on air.
So she doesn't work here anymore. She didn't get the concept of we're actually on this radio station live from 6A to 6B. It's not like we're voice tracking this segment about Gretna, you know, vacating their championship. That actually is live radio. And when the light is on, that means we're on.
Yeah.
But any other time, come on in. But her timing was off. I think she was confused and had it backwards that when the light is on, you can come in. And she would come in and immediately start talking.
Yeah, it turned into a thing.
And I was like,
put up a bunch of signs.
I was like, okay.
Oh, I saw there's prominently displayed
signs. Yeah, I don't know where that one came from. That's new. Who did that?
Was for the open house.
Yeah, it's got the snowflakes on it, so you know it's a Christmas themed.
Oh, there was a
I'm
joke
glad that
in
you
there.
Hey.
Yeah, so you know it's for the guys microphone.
I'm glad you clarified why it was a holiday theme.
Because we have some snowflakes in here.
Yeah. Yeah, we have some high maintenance folks in here, you know, guys.
Breaking old habits from the last gig.
Hey, are you both, because both of you guys now I'm finding out are in very cinematic. You're like LeBron and his wife the other night. Everybody want to talk about Westbrook. And
this is
LeBron
like knocking
said,
off your movie list.
I'm going to the cinema with my wife, which is, you know, I mean, same. Me and LeBron share similar things. Are you fired up for a remake of Christmas Story? The 1983 cult classic, Peter Billingsley is going to be in the movie playing an older self.
No.
You like the creativity that's coming out of Hollywood? Because I can't remember a better time than now.
I don't like the first one, so I don't need the second
one. Oh, really?
One. Yeah.
What, have you never seen it?
No, I've seen it.
Okay, I'll tell you where it's at. It's probably on right now.
Oh, yeah.
What is the number one movie that you think is aired the most? Like any time of the day, you would be able to find it on any station that you have, whether you have YouTube TV, Cox, whatever. Roadhouse?
Great question. Great question.
Roadhouse appears to be on a lot.
Roadhouse is on a lot lately.
Roadhouse. It's got to be one of these comedies.
Kind of random.
That have happened over the last 20
years. I'm going to go with Grown-Ups.
Grown-Ups. That's a TBS, you know.
It's unbelievable how much that show is on.
Old School is starting to make a return where that's on a lot.
I feel like you can always get The Equalizer or Shawshank Redemption.
How about The Departed? I feel like The Departed's always on. Nobody agrees with that.
Nope. Hey, did we take too long? You know, if you don't get immediate feedback, it's like, yeah, move it on.
Where do you go to school? You can't ask a question and then immediately answer and go, well, you guys, I guess, don't want to play.
I looked around. I didn't see anything. You guys were not
reacting. Hey, you guys want to play baseball?
We've been working on
our
non-verbals, man. For real.
It doesn't have to be verbal.
But Roadhouse is a movie that I think is one of the best worst movies of all time that I will stop and have to watch at least a little bit of it.
Sure.
Really?
It's on our list. We're going to make Connor watch it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it is an awful movie.
You've never seen what?
No, so we got this Roadhouse.
Oh, I've never seen that.
The acting is terrible, but it's a great movie.
A lot of people use one-liners for that. I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
No, we're going into the podcast game too, like you guys.
Oh,
so the idea is I haven't seen anything. Yeah. Josh has seen everything, and Josh takes me to movie school.
Yeah, I noticed that young Yahshua has an inordinate amount of brain capacity for movies and lines. Mm-hmm. It's kind of ridiculous.
I didn't have a lot of friends.
Well, that makes
now
sense.
Now or then.
It makes sense. Yeah. Spend a lot of time with the television, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean I have a lot of friends? Because I haven't seen anything.
Always there for me.
Well, because you probably went outside and played.
Yeah, you played sports.
I went outside a
lot.
Hey,
they don't even say that anymore.
To go outside and play?
Go outside.
Hey, do you want to go outside and play? We used to say that. You say it to a kid now and they look at you like, you're old.
What do they say? What do they say when they
want to
hang out
with
each other?
Like, get some shots up,
you
throw the ball.
You want to go have a run?
Oh.
And we think it's put on the shoes and go jogging. They're like, no, let's go down and play basketball.
Oh.
Go outside and play has lost, it's ran its course, much like play dates and other dated terms.
Yeah.
It's just, do you want to go outside?
It could have been anything. Go outside and play. It could have been one of, 15 things.
Yeah. I remember, I didn't put two and two together that, a racket had a greater surface area than a baseball bat, but sometimes I would pitch to myself by hitting a tennis ball between the crevice of the steps.
Absolutely.
And then it would come back to me, and I would take a swing.
Naturally, yeah.
It was hard for me to figure out why using a bat was
so
much more difficult.
Do kids still go, in the backyard?
Remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
And throw a baseball up on the roof and catch it? Let it roll down, and you dive to catch it, and you're doing the play-by-play as you're doing it?
Oh, I would hope so.
Long, deep drive to center field. Here comes Sharp. Sharp dives, and he makes the catch.
You got a wall. You got a wall on the side of your house. You got a wall on the side of your house.
You throw it out the side
at
of the garage.
The very specific, crevice.
I never worked on my defense.
Yeah.
On defense, get the ball back.
You know the cool thing they have
now? I throw 120 pitch complete games out on the side of my house.
Yeah, I've ruined some sighting.
With a tennis ball.
Back when we used to do it with just wood. I'm serious.
They probably would have given me Tommy John at age 11 if they had they known
I bet you Coach Huffman and I blew through at least two or three catcher's mitts.
Yeah.
He would catch, I would pitch, and vice versa.
There was in my backyard, mine was I had the baseball backyard. And there was a spot that was totally, probably maybe a 10-foot spot where it was just dirt.
Yeah.
In the middle of my backyard. And then, 45 to 60 feet away from that, another spot was just dirt. And I would, I would go and I would broom it and make it look nice, paint the lines on. There was two people. It was one-on-one baseball.
Hey, we had a
circle. We don't do that anymore.
We had a circle and we painted it in shape of a diamond.
Yeah.
So we had the baseball field in our neighborhood because there were probably about 6 to 7 kids that were all about the same age. It was in my backyard, but I was always the all-time pitcher because I would do the play-by-play.
Nice.
And so I would do play-by-play while we're playing.
You've been doing that your whole life?
Upset, and they were like, shut up. And I was like, nope, sharp into the wind, and here's the pitch. Ah, a little bit outside.
See, I would do that when I would play when I would play video games. I still kind of do that when I play video games.
Were you not?
Get my reps.
Oh, in did you play RBI? What was your first baseball game?
I don't know.
Bases loaded? What system?
Yeah, it would have been. No, it would have been like All-Star Baseball 2000 on the N64.
Wow. I didn't ever play that game.
Jeter was on the cover. You know, sometimes you had to pull the thing out and blow on it. Back in N64.
Hey, I remember those
days. The N64 was my, that was the system that I grew up with.
Yeah, see, I was a Nintendo guy.
I had a regular Nintendo before that.
I still have Nintendo.
The N64 took up a good majority of my like childhood.
Now I have a mini Sega, I have Nintendo, and of course we have a PlayStation.
You play?
Yeah. I don't play PlayStation. Occasionally I'll play like the old Sega. It's the only thing that's hooked up to the TV in the front room.
All right. Well, we're going to go skiing together. Why don't we go and I'll bring the headsets and we'll play. We'll be gamers for a day and we'll invite other people to come in and play and they'll just figure out how I will trash talk you into the ground, that you will cry regardless of your age and you'll never want to play with us again.
I figured out how cruel kids are to one another, man. I don't want any part of that smoke. Sometimes I listen to my kids downstairs. I'm like, hey, there's adults in the house. Oh, sorry, dude.
Those kids talk crazy to each other on the headsets.
It's like,
no, you don't want any of that. You run into one like if you're just sitting there playing, you know, like Call of Duty or whatever, and you get it with random people.
You know who's constantly
they're saying the craziest stuff.
You know who's constantly playing Call of Duty?
Who?
Terrence Crawford.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's a COD guy.
I think we should find a way to play against him.
Oh,
Twitch stream it?
Yeah. Can you imagine how much trash you'd talk?
Oh man, I'd go after him.
You'd get ruined.
Yeah, he can't
this
touch
dude's
me.
Tongue
what's
silver.
He gonna do? Throw down the headset and holler at the TV? He can't touch me.
I'm just talking about. He's quite the wordsmith.
Oh, okay. I could. Hey, I think I could run some smack with him.
Yeah, that'd be good. Hey,
I would like to hear it.
I'm gonna get you, Terrence.
Ooh, I would never use his first name.
Burn.
I'd probably go with who am I playing against?
We call that a Crawford boil.
Well, you know a little.
Hey, am I playing against Errol? How you doing, Errol? Kind of keep up, huh?
He'd be like,
well, you know a little bit of his background. He doesn't know much about you, so you have an advantage there.
Yeah.
You know, you can use some of these things to your advantage.
Yeah, I could.
We have a couple of more movie votes, you guys. There's some run for Armageddon.
Sure.
Pretty much anything Morgan Freeman and a lot of Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty?
Bruce Almighty is on. Bruce Almighty is on quite a bit.
It's on all the time.
And it should be with Jennifer Aniston in it.
So how was she in that? I can't remember.
Like her acting?
Sparse.
She was fine.
Yeah, she didn't have a big role.
Yeah, I don't
it was
really
a lot more,
remember
you know, Jim
like
Carrey was
that.
Front and center and Morgan Freeman. But Jennifer Aniston was involved in the movie.
I remember white suits and file cabinets.
And then there was some Steve Carell, and they had 70 spinoffs.
And then they said, hey, let's Steve Carell. Why don't you have your own? And why don't you have an
Evan
arc
Almighty.
In the backyard?
Hey, was
Evan
that?
Evan Almighty 6.
Hey, was that the one where he pulled the moon closer?
That's Bruce Almighty.
That's a Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, I remember that.
You never tried that move when you're out on a date to impress the lady?
You really? I didn't date much.
Does it work?
It depends on what their preference is. Like some people, if you like pull the moon in, they're going to be like, you know what? It's kind of dark. Others will be like, oh my God, you are powerful. And you say, yes, I am. Top to bottom.
Remember, this is 7.5 minute shower guy.
Yeah.
It's like Aesop's Fables over here.
If we know one
here.
Thing, he's a salesman.
Water bill was nice and small again this month. I'm okay with it. I don't smell. I get done what I got to get done.
Yeah, which reminds me, man. It's about that time of the
month?
Time for you to tweet out some soap again?
No, I just... It's the it's about bill paying for MUD and OPPD because MUD for whatever the reason
you
it's
don't
like
have auto
it's like
pay?
Man that one's the one that's like pulling teeth to get set up on
auto pay
yeah no it's OP which one's got the orange OPPD
that's OPPD
yeah OPPD has been a little tough for your boy it's
easy for me
Sharp what's your water bill like $17
let's play a game here
yeah.
Guess my water bill. Which
water!
I just paid 2 days ago.
That was water and gas, right?
No, water is separate. Okay. This is a great radio bit. You guys don't win a Marconi.
I will go with $41.
I don't have any frame of reference here.
You don't have a MUD bill?
I do.
Oh, we're talking MUD. MUD. So MUD, I have a separate water.
Yeah, MUD is gas, right?
Isn't it gas and water?
That's it. But
mine are separate.
He said he just has. He's
got. Oh, that's right. I don't know.
I don't know how much of the water is like on the MUD bill. I don't break it down that way. They just send me the total. I'm like, here you go.
What Damon said, $41 for my MUD bill is very low.
Really?
Yeah, that's low.
My MUD bill this month was $168.
Yeah, I gotta check mine.
That's about 3 months for me.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to downsize. I'd have to get rid of a few people, but.
Well, that's, yeah.
We got to save some money. It's either the kids or we shut off the lights.
Well, one of my guys is paying for rent. And man, he's got a small little one and a fiance. And they're getting by on a $600 a month rent.
It's the dream.
Yeah.
Well, except for,
I mean, it's all relative to age, but he's 22. But
when I was in college, you split it with, you move into your first house or whatever.
Eight guys.
No, but I'm telling you, apartments are expensive now.
I know.
Oh yeah.
So I had to leave that house, and they, it was $800 a month instead of.
I bet you the guys in Lincoln for their nice like apartments or a house.
Oh no.
Mm-mm. I bet it's $1,300-$1,400 bucks.
Yeah. For sure. For sure. I wasn't going to pay that, so I just, I went out a little kind of older apartment.
Yeah.
But it was still like $850. And by the time I left, it was like it was over $1,000.
We went from the south side to the north side just to save money, because we figured out after like the first 2 years, the trick was to keep as much of your scholarship check as possible. You didn't want it going to rent.
Sure.
You just, as long as you had a decent shower and nobody's going to be mortified if they came over.
So you split the house with as many people as you could.
Yeah. It went from, man, I can't wait to do my own thing, to, hey, man, need a roommate.
Exactly.
26th and W, six guys paying $75 a month.
Well, I went from
26th and W. I was at 25th and Y.
Well, I went from Embassy Park.
Yeah, great neighborhood.
Out south, off Old Cheney, to 44th and Layton.
Yeah.
And it was like a $260 a month difference.
Oh, yeah, the south side runs up there.
And that was in the 90s. Some bold.
Yeah, I was in for a shock. I lived at 19th and G and then moved to like 48th and Normal. Yeah, my rent went up.
Hey, so
I lived at like 10th and G for a little bit. Yeah, and that was something else too.
I lived on 9th, right on the corner. What was it, 9th and J? Lived in an underground apartment.
Nice.
It was awful.
Nice.
It was awful.
9th and J.
Like you're sitting watching TV and all you can see is people's feet.
9th and J.
Like on the sidewalk?
Yes.
Huh.
It was brutal. But I was splitting it with somebody.
Did you ever live in the Bottoms?
I own property in the Bottoms. But I never lived there. I partied there and got in trouble there. And now I just own property.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Couple houses?
Couple of houses that I've had since I lived in Lincoln.
No kidding.
Yep. I have college kids living in them right now, and they're taking care of them. They've stopped having parties that the LPD visited.
Oh, good. That's nice.
Any absconds with...
I didn't know that you were a landlord,
listen,
Gary.
Listen,
I had no
any
idea.
Absconds with hotel soap.
By the way, so let's get a little recap on this before we let these guys have their own show. There are more people that are saying, you're right. Like,
no, that's fine.
People don't want to come out on regular Twitter, so they go into the hidden Twitter called DMs, and they say, hey, I was listening to you about making a bed and soap. You're spot on. Go get them. Don't back down.
Well, if it
don't
wasn't...
let those guys bully you on air. And I'm like... Thank you.
Gary, if it wasn't taboo, then would they be in your DMs or would they just come out with it
publicly?
Because
they just don't want to put up with they got other things going on.
They
don't want to have the response of like Damon going, yeah, whatever.
Teach his own, man. I don't really.
Sending, I'll be at 87th Pacific later. Come meet me.
First of all, that would be on school grounds. I would not do that.
Come
but outside,
meet me.
Outside of that, it is kind of funny.
Come meet me at 91st and Pacific, past the church and the Alumni Center.
Yep.
Oh, man. That's...
Eddie says North Bottoms, $450.
Power of Red, Eddie?
I charge a little bit more than that.
$450 a house or $450?
$450 in rent.
Okay, well, you split that Sharpie, four ways.
That's, like I said, if you're pocketing hotel slope, you probably strike me as a little bit of a slumlord.
So here's the thing. If you own property down there, or, you know, there's like a lot, that's a popular place for, hey, I live in Columbus and my daughter is going to school, I'm going to buy her a house. So you buy a North Bottom house. You make a lot of money back on parking. Like in my two places, we can park comfortably so they can get in and out on their own, six cars. And so six cars,
25 a piece,
$20.
$20.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
That's 120.
Now, are you laying out ground rules for these people? Or?
A little bit. I just don't want to get a phone call from LPD.
No, you do not. Because
my name is on the property that, yeah, you know what? Probably next time, don't have 150 people in your backyard on a football Saturday. And I'm like, me? Look down the street. They had like 500 people in their backyard.
Oh, yeah. So your house, one of those houses became viral.
It was not mine, but I had but the guys that were living there that no longer live there were having a gathering that, as they told me, got out of control because people just kept showing up. And I was like, from somebody who spent 1 year hosting the greatest parties ever in the history of UNL, people just don't keep showing up. They have a reason to come there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... But I do have some ground rules, and I do have great tenants now. They're all females, and they
keep it clean?
Yes, they do.
You know what and it I is? Never, all he tells them is BYOS. Bring your own soap. You're good.
I just will say, hey, I got a friend who wants to park there.
He can supply the soap with all the soap here.
Hey.
Hilton?
Why does this say Hilton Garden Inn?
That'd be a nice touch. You should supply all your houses with soap that
because
you stole
I've
from
been
hotels.
Shamed here, and I will be in...
Why does this say Sheraton Body Wash?
And I will be in a Marriott this weekend in Denver. I am going to load up on as much soap and lotion and shampoo for all of you.
Yeah.
So that on Monday...
What are you just going to do? You're just going to hit up the cleaning lady with the cart? Hey, I need some extras, man. You got me? And she's going to say, oh, sure, no problem,
sir. I just come back, give each of the players one of them so we could have enough.
You go over to G-Sharp's house, you got to run and, run and take a quick shower. You're like, oh, you had these perfectly white folded washcloths. Where'd you get these from? I was just at the Marriott.
Can I get a robe?
I can't take a robe.
You don't
now, this
steal
would
the
be,
robes.
Yeah, because the room's not under my name. I'm just on the rooming list. But anything else you guys want?
Yeah, bring us back. I'd like to test.
Okay.
I'd like a cloth napkin folded like a swan.
Hey, careful with the lotion. You're more apt to get dried out than you will.
Quick fix.
Lubed up.
Say it's a quick fix lotion.
I don't flake.
Oh, sorry, peachy.
So I will bring you back. I will take pictures. I will send it when I get to the room, and then you guys can choose. And I probably won't stop one of the maids and ask. I'll probably just wait till the car is by itself and just do a little drive-by.
It's 2022. I think we call them housekeepers or something other than the M word.
Okay.
Josh, what's the correct term?
We don't say maids anymore?
There's a lot of things I'm not supposed to say anymore. I don't know. Is that not on the list?
There's a company called Merry Maids. How come we can't call them maids anymore?
Oh, okay.
Well, okay, I know they go by housekeepers.
Maybe I'm just a little more sensitive.
What union? Like when you unionize, aren't you the Merry Maids? Hell, I saw a real taxi yesterday.
Oh,
on a street in Omaha, Nebraska.
Was it yellow?
No, but it was.
Was he mad about all the Ubers?
I don't know. He's like, said taxi, and
hey, remember one of our greatest callers ever, Scotty? He drove a taxi.
Oh.
My man said, "Go, go, 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 go."
I'd like to think that we're pretty big in the taxi community.
I mean, right now,
I would assume. And right now, no, truck driving.
If you stumble across a taxi or a payphone, it's like you got to stop and take a picture.
Yes, it's true.
When was the last time you saw a payphone?
About the last time I saw a taxi.
Remember all the bank of payphones at the airport?
Yes.
Just go like, it'd be like a jungle gym for kids.
Yeah, I don't.
Just go jump on those.
I can't even remember the last time I've seen a taxi.
I saw one yesterday. When was the last time you saw a payphone?
Been a while.
Like, when was the last time you saw a real phone booth that was not in a movie?
No, I think they removed those.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any ones. Yeah,
like one of your convenience stores over there on Ames. No, I bet they had a phone booth in the parking
longer.
Lot.
That's
time out.
Even
time
longer.
Out. Am I the only?
On Ames.
Am I the only one that caught that?
Well, because there's a lot of places.
Or any other street.
So, hey, there's a lot. No, here's how it happened.
Dude said your.
Well, because you...
I don't own them.
felt very pointed.
You like to frequent them over there because they usually have great food, hidden spots that are really good food. But a lot of those places, because you had to make deals, and people back then, they didn't have a cell phone. So you'd have a phone booth right there in the corner of the convenience store. And, you know, you would stand out there and you'd give people the number and they'd call and then you'd go in and answer it. And
sure.
You'd do your business, either a pickup, you know, where someone would come and pick you up, or, you know, what do you have to do to make money?
Yeah.
They were very popular. I'd put a phone booth in the corner of a convenience store.
The courtesy phone.
And the collect call.
The collect call.
I mean, the only time you get a collect call now is if somebody's calling you from jail.
You are receiving a call from...
You haven't gotten that before?
Mom, Dad, gotta be out real quick!
Inmate.
I got the college roommate. He got in trouble, so he called me collect.
And
I wanted to say, when they say, can you receive a collect phone call from the Lancaster County Jail? Mm-hmm. I wanted to say, nope. But I knew who it was coming from.
I still have a voicemail from the place in Lincoln where they put you.
I've been there.
Cornhusker?
Yeah. They were like, we have your client. I still have the voicemail from years later from one of my buddies who's in there.
can you make a collect call?
Do you tell
them
to double check the number?
Nope. they found the right person.
No. Oh. You guys never did this, like to check in with your parents, you do a collect call and then they wouldn't accept, but they knew you were okay. Yeah. You know, will you accept a collect call from Gary? And my dad or mom would say, no, but they knew I was okay. That's how we communicated.
Yeah, I've done that.
Can you make a collect call now?
Mm. I'm sure.
I don't even know what number you call. You call the...
Zero.
The operator?
Yeah.
Call the library?
You check in on Facebook.
Yeah, that'd be about right.
You marked yourself safe.
See, all of these young kids that listen to our show have no idea what we're talking about. It's America gone wrong.
Collect call.
All these young kids.
But the next time you see a payphone, stop what you're doing.
Yeah,
I
would love to see one.
AT&T no longer operates a collect call service for the United States. Competitors include 1-800-COLLECT, which does serve whatever VoIP receivers are. Verizon terminated the ability to receive collect calls to its landlines in 2016. Mm. So yeah, this might not be a thing anymore.
There's got to be a payphone at has anybody ever been to the Grand Island Airport?
Wow.
I bet there's a payphone there. Please, some of our listeners in central Nebraska, let us know if there's a payphone at the Grand Island.
Well, they'll respond because at least you got the right.
Do you think TWA is still flying out of Grand Island?
Directional name. See, that's spoken like a well-versed, well-traveled man. He said central Nebraska.
That's right.
Yes.
It's well played and well done and correct.
Nebraska.
See, we learn something new every day on this crossover.
It actually skews more toward the east than it does the west of central.
Skews, huh?
So is, like, would you consider Kearney...
What is going on?
Kearney central west Nebraska?
West
central Nebraska?
West central.
Okay. I'm
is that fair?
That's fair. Should I drive past there enough? I should know.
And then once you get to North Platte, it's...
That's about as good as Western Nebraska. It's God's country out there.
That's west.
Yep.
I think that's where the one remaining Quiznos in the state is.
Listen, not that my buddy would know.
Wow.
But he said the trick is to say real quick, message on the jail collect call instead of your name.
Yeah.
Hey, look. How would you know that? ?
I like when we get to the point of the crossover. Sometimes it's early, sometimes it's late, where Damon starts...
I just start talking to the text?
He starts voice texting stuff.
Like, how would he know that?
Well, did
he experiment? Or?
Do you want me to answer that question?
Well, I can assume.
It happens to the best of us.
Who's your guy?
Well, he shall remain
His
nameless.
Name's Carl.
Yeah. Hey, close.
If you're ever confused about anybody in prison, just say, Carl. Have a good show and a weekend, guys.
All right. See you.
That's the crossover. We'll be back. We'll start things off on a Friday. Josh, next.